turning around. Huh? Why am I turning around?
What? What?
What did you say?
What's wrong with turning this thing
around?
Turn this
thing around.
That's
kind of pussy. How's that pussy? That's kind of pussy. Why am I turning around? Flip over.
Why is it
a man
talking about turning around, bro?
Fam, the pause culture has ruined everything, bro. It's crazy. I swear.
So much, bro. Actually crazy.
And by far, Wesley's the worst.
No, you're definitely the worst.
No, I'm not, man. I'm not, man. Mine are all necessary, bro. Yeah. Mine are all necessary.
Sometimes it's so far, I think that maybe you are gay and you're just not ready to come out yet, so you hide it with Paul's.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Because the way, the level you go to, yeah.
I know, you know what it is? No,
what did I say the other day?
I find it so funny.
No, it is.
Like,
it is.
I find it so hilarious.
Yeah. Like, girls hate it, though. Oh my god. Girls hate it.
Stand it, bro. But I find it hilarious, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
Even earlier, he was like, "I'm coming to grab you." Pause. I read it and I was busting out.
You don't know what's, bro. Sometimes, on the real, yeah, sometimes I write shit, yeah.
Same day.
And then I deep it.
Yeah,
like,
yep.
I deep it. I'm like, yeah. Pause, man. That's crazy.
Do you ever put your own music?
No.
You ever written the lyric and you're like, whoa.
Pause. Nah, yeah. I'm always talking about babies. So
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but sometimes rappers do that, we're talking about normal shit though. Even if we talk about normal shit, you're saying pause. So you could say something, you could just be talking about normal shit.
Yeah, but that's, if it's normal shit, then it's probably more generic. And when it's generic, then you just say it.
Like, you know, like, if in any of your songs you said, like, blow. Bro, that's pause.
It's true. I told him, I'm about to blow.
Yeah. Like, even so, but sometimes like, listen to music. Don't you do that, though? You listen to music, and I start hearing liquor.
Bro.
Whoa, bro.
I'm sure I saw a TikTok, bro. It had some of the most sus lyrics, yeah. Like, just in a row, like, who was, somebody has said, I know Lil Wayne said some crazy shit.
Yeah.
I know Lil Wayne.
Biggie was the worst, though.
Biggie said, yeah, you look so good, I suck on your daddy's dick.
Yeah, I said,
what's wrong? Like, why would you say that?
I need you know when you hear something, you're trying to see where there's no wiggle room with that one, bro. Like,
why did you say that?
Like, you can't even say pause after.
Yeah. Bro, someone, I remember, I saw someone.
That's not pause.
I saw someone try to explain that one, and I was like, yeah, that one there can't be explained, bro.
It's just why? Like, why would you say that?
Yeah, man.
That's what that one is.
Biggie's done that more than once. Biggie's done that more than once as well, bro.
Hold on, it's not saying basketball, so sus, yeah.
It's the worst. Fam, Mars was the worst.
It gets worse. It actually gets worse.
Bam, it gets what's like. Basketball is the worst.
Is the worst, bro.
Bam, sometimes, sometimes you see in the interviews of the players, and someone will say something. Whatever, bro, just pause.
like big press conference, yeah. Just whisper it into the mic. Nah, sorry.
Yeah, bro, that's the most plausible sport still.
I even saw one with AJ the other day, Anthony Joshua. I can't remember who was next.
Yeah,
to
him. Yeah.
So I said, pause.
Yeah, yeah. I've been the reporter since I was here. He said pause, man. Like, what the hell? Yeah, nah, I find it funny.
I swear to you, I think the day we go to New York is where we're truly deep. Mad it is, fam.
Bro,
that Cameron and Mace clip, yeah. I was like, this is ridiculous, fam. Them man paused about six times in like a minute. I was like, nah, that's crazy.
Pausing anything and everything, bro.
Look where culture's gone, man. Look where it's gone.
She's crazy. What are you man saying, though?
Bruv. It's been a spenny month, man. No, it's about to be a spenny month, man.
So what's your entire, obviously, what you can disclose? What's your entire schedule? Do you know my name?
It's I'm trying to book trips that I know I'm definitely going on.
Yeah.
Trying to book it a lot earlier, innit? But when you try to book it earlier, that means you're just holding the L earlier rather than later, innit?
Yeah.
Because
it makes no fucking difference anymore, to be honest. All the flights expenses, no matter where you go, man.
No, to be honest, because we're going Turkey for our second anniversary.
Where? Turkey.
Antalya.
Oh, so careful when you're booking that, because I just do it for my mum, innit?
Yeah.
Careful when you're booking that it's the actual hotel is close to the airport, because what they do.
Go with TUI. So transfers.
Still, some of them places like 2 hours away. Just make sure that this is...
Yeah. Like, it's not close, but it's not 2 hours.
Okay, fair enough. So, no, why? Because what they put, they group Antalya and Alanya as one.
Yeah.
And then Alanya's bare far away.
Yeah.
And Antalya's
like
there.
We mapped it. It's like an hour away.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because my mom did it, and I was about to book a friend. I was like, have you looked at this?
Yeah, fair. So, yeah, there's that. Then, me and my dad are going to Singapore for his 60th.
Oh, that's lit.
That's wavy.
Yeah.
Singapore, I heard Singapore's banging.
It's like his present, in it, so even though it's just me and him going, my sister and that, everyone's pitching in it, so that L's not like just solely
pitching in, but it's just you two going.
Yeah.
I'm never doing that, but anyway.
could I go on holiday only with my dad,
bro? No, it's putting, not about that.
I'm putting same piece as you, and
I'm going. That's what I meant. I'm gonna go.
No, to be honest, it wasn't by that, like, it was because
one ring.
No, so Joseph and Shade, well, mainly Joseph, but they're opening a restaurant in Gambia, innit?
Okay.
So schedule, basically. I think they'll probably be too busy at the time that happens.
Never too busy to fly.
Yeah, well, me, I was going to cover that. It's a separate conversation, but hey, it is what it is, isn't it? But now we're going to go watch the Formula One.
Oh, that's lit.
And that's wavy.
That's actually so lit. That's expensive.
Basically, we're splitting everything down the middle, innit? So
that's expensive, though. I can't lie. Bro, F1 is important.
F1 is a rich man's sport.
F1 is expensive, bro, in general.
No, everybody knew that, though.
No, but you know,
I think when you look into it,
I've never looked at the tickets.
Neither have I, but I know
it's expensive.
They're mad expensive. Cool. I looked at Silverstone, innit?
No,
bro. Have you ever seen them man racing anywhere poor? All of the places that they even do the races in are breaded off, bro.
Yeah. The only place that was a bit.
So they, that drink would not be going back on to that thing when she opened it.
I think
it, you
that's
know?
Like a good. Oh shit! I don't know the words.
That's my livelihood.
Oh yeah, don't worry, man. You're right. Come, do I not know how to open drink? What
I'm saying once it's open, it's not going back on there, fam.
Oh no!
It's put it on the floor. Why did you say?
That's not the same. But, right.
Why did you?
Yeah, when I looked at the tickets, it's like, so basically, and the worst part is the majority of it's sold out. There's not even that many tickets left, So
it's one of the more popular ones, to be fair, Singapore.
Yeah. So we're getting a 3-day ticket, so it's gonna. So there's qualifiers on the Saturday.
Yeah.
What's the Friday?
It's like pre-calls.
So
that thing's anyway.
Yeah. So we're getting a 3-day ticket. It's one of the only tickets left.
Yeah, test it pre-course. It's testing.
But you remember watching it on Friday?
No, I don't.
It depends on the
circuit. I know bits about enough, but...
You watch it, innit? I know Prince watches it.
I need to watch it more.
The time's up.
I can't watch cars go round and round, bro. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I forget.
Yeah, that's another thing. But the thing is, I'm only there for the race, though. People that watch, like, testing, qualifying, I don't...
I'll be honest, you're only doing a 3-day thing because it's actually one of the cheapest tickets remaining, basically.
It makes... If I'm going, you might as well just go to all of it.
But the only thing is, what's mad, this ticket, I'll tell you the price in it. It's called Premier Walkabout. So what it is, they don't have any, like, proper seats.
Yeah.
It's, like, an open area that you can access multiple corners. So for a viewing experience, it's actually better, but there's no actual like proper seats. It's like benches, basically.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So deep it. Not actual chairs. Yeah, benches. $588 each.
It's crazy.
And there's not an actual seat. Benches.
You just always love telling us how much money you make. That's...
But you know what? I'm not going to lie.
It makes sense.
I thought it would be worse.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but...
I thought it'd be worse.
The others with the actual seats is all about like 2, 3, 4, 5K, basically.
That's what I thought.
For the 3 days. There's some just race day tickets that's like 1.5, 2 bags, basically. Crazy, cool.
I think the only place that's not in a affluent place is like, I think the Sao Paulo one, the Brazil Grand Prix.
Yeah, that's just like Brazil, innit?
But the rest of them, even America, they put in like Austin and they'll put it in like some mad expensive place.
Looks nuts.
Yeah, because they can just do a lot there, bro.
I think I saw that they got like a $5 million package or something like that.
I'm not surprised. Pause. Yeah. From when...
You were smiling instantly, bro.
From when some of the clubs
so sick. How was he cooking that one up, fam? As soon as you said it, Ram was like,
From when some of the clubs alone have like a multi-million-dollar drinks package for that evening, that like, included like private drinks jets and stuff. Yeah,
$1 million for drinks.
Yeah, like, honestly, $1 million.
Snoop Dogg did an interview of a club. It was the club that I ended up going to the first time I went to Vegas, and I just lost all my money basically. That place, no, yeah. We spent like whatever. It was nowhere there. Like we spent like zero point zero 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 one percent.
For spending millions in the
public. Stop that. But yeah, so Snoop Dogg sat down with the owner basically and was explaining their most expensive package. Dogg, it's like private jet comes to grab you to fly you to Vegas.
Snoopy
Dogg. It's Snoopy like 100 bottles. What's Jay-Z's Ace of Spades?
Yeah.
Like literally like 100 bottles of that.
How many people on the table?
Nah, that's one of the ones, yeah. If
fam, it's pure ego, you know.
No, that's the ego thing. Like, for that, yeah, they must give you like 20 sections. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They must give you 20 sections. You'd be like, yeah, just do your thing, right. Basically. Absolute jolting. But yeah, so.
It's too much money in this world, man.
Bro, too much. But yes. Bam,
and I feel so, not envious, yeah, but I rate people that literally, they see the stupid things that get money on this earth and they just decide to infiltrate it.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that in just in terms of a drinks deal alone, you're making so many millions, yeah, and you just decide, yeah, cool. Let me just get into that quickly, just to stack this bread and do whatever the hell I gotta do.
It's actually so crazy.
I rate it, man.
But yeah, so Singapore for the F1, and then gonna go to Malaysia for like 6 days, and then Malaysia home. Because Singapore's very expensive, and it's
my godparents were telling me that it's a sick experience, but that place. Is
bread
expensive?
Bread, bro.
Yeah. Like they got the nicest airport in the world, didn't it? It's like the airport looks like a shopping center.
Got a waterfall in the airport. Yeah, all that rubbish. Like yeah. But yeah, now that place is peace though. Apparently, it's the second most expensive country in the world.
What's the best? Monaco. Oh, Monaco.
I don't know. You know,
Switzerland. I just lose peace. Like a chocolate bar, Switzerland, like £3.
So yeah, need to get the heck out of there.
Yeah,
so yeah, I'm basically paying for both of them in the month of. Well, yeah. I'm gonna pay for majority of Singapore tonight flight and the F1 ticket. Sort out accommodation when I have money again. And
to be honest, accommodation slightly can always come last.
Yeah. Exactly, it's just as long as the flight's patterned.
When's your birthday? When's your birthday?
September.
Why? Why did you say it? Like, and he clocked it as well. He said it. He was like, why does it? Like,
well, yeah, but then I was like, does the world need to know when his dad's birthday is?
Yeah.
But then I deep that you're not going to say his actual date of birth. So,
like, yeah. Right, Switzerland is the most expensive.
Get me on a game show. Get me on a game show right now.
Then Singapore, then Iceland, then Ireland.
Ireland?
It's four.
Maybe that's due to like how much they earn over there and the cost of living and stuff. Maybe, I don't know.
It's true. Depends how they work it out.
Yeah. That is a bit strange though.
Well, they say it's the cost of living and local purchasing power. I think because it's in relation to how much they earn.
Yeah.
You said that, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's in relation to how much they earn basically.
Yeah. That is crazy though. Like the rest of them you could understand, but
yeah, I don't know.
No, that's just the rest of them.
Yeah,
but that's how we're getting bumped in because no, this how we're getting bumped in London specifically. Because why UK is not even top 20? Oh no, UK is 20th. I had to scroll one more time. To 19.
I made an assumption. Spoke too soon, didn't it? Can't be number 20. That's crazy.
Oh, man. We pay more taxes. That's why our local purchasing power is less.
We're getting bumped here, man.
Bro. Did anyone know this year? You know how they talk about just like general tax rates? Like everyone knows, okay, you pay this amount of tax between this, blah, blah. After 100K, you start to lose your personal allowance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just found that out this year.
Oh, you telling me? No, you were telling me.
What was that?
You were telling me on the way to where we're holding the pod.
Yes.
You're telling me.
Bro, I literally stumbled across a TikTok and he was basically like.
I think I saw the same one.
Some black brother with glasses. So you lose £2 No, you lose £1 of your personal allowance. You know, you get 12.5k basically that you don't pay tax on. Your first 12.5k. You lose £1.
That's a joke thing, fam.
For every £2 you earn. So what happens? Someone that earns 125k, you've lost your entire personal allowance. But they don't talk about that. Like, they talk about the tax rates and the bans. Crazy. I've never heard that before in my life. This country's a bum, man. We don't get anything. We just got the Elizabeth.
Honestly,
line.
Nothing.
We just got the Elizabeth line, bro. Do you know how mad that is? Like, we just got a line that is even comparable to, like, Norway.
Yeah.
Not better. Comparable.
Yeah. And do you know what's crazy about that Elizabeth line? Remember when they first started talking about it?
Bro, it was meant to be done in 2017.
Bro.
Fam. It literally just got done. Was it last year?
Yeah, last year.
Literally last year.
I remember when I was working in Mayfair and they put the Bond Street up and they said it's going to be done by the end of that year. Brother, and just kept... 3 years later, I was like, no.
Bro, it's corruption, though.
Bond Street was even the last station to open. Can you imagine?
It's corruption, man. Yeah. Because it's like, at the end of the day, people are getting paid based on the time they're working on it. Do you know what I mean? So it's a corruption thing. We delay it, you still got to pay the day rates. It's 100% corruption. It makes no sense. And what else? You see, Sadiq Khan, he's a waste, man. Sorry. He's actually finished this city, bro. Everyone forgets ULEZ was his idea, by the way. Yeah. And now it expanding to all of London. Bro, all the signs are around. Fork up bread to get a new car instantly, you know? Yeah.
All the signs are around every area, bro.
It's made me stop putting on my sat nav, bro. My sat nav be singing like a canary, bro. Telling me, yes, ULEZ, is your car ready? Blah, 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 blah. It's long, man. It's long, bro. When he expands it, is it going to end up like congestion where you have to pay every. Like, if you live in the zone for ULEZ, do you pay like a monthly thing?
No. I don't think it's
£12.50.
£12.50 every day. There's no, because I live in it, reduction. There's nothing. It's just 12. It's just 12.
I mean, I'm calm. Like, my whip's calm, innit? I ain't bothered about
it. It's
that,
just £12.50. Just flat. So £12.50.
That's just for him to basically force everyone to get something that's past the 16 plate.
Yes. Basically. Yes. Yes.
Crazy thing.
It's like, a win-win for them.
Hmm? Yeah.
Because either they make peas or if.
And more public transport.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're doing that loop thing.
That's what made me, bro.
That's literally why it all ties in. It all ties into what they're doing.
Oh, I saw it. There's some new bus line that they're doing that's just outside of London.
Yeah, so it's like the outskirts of London. Uh-huh. They're trying to connect it all. By bus. So deep it, there'll be a route that goes from, well, technically doesn't. I think you have
Bex
to change.
To Croydon.
Yeah.
Mm. Jesus Christ. That's the bridge to Terabithia. What the fuck is that? Bexley Heath to Croydon.
That is bare far.
Bro, Lewisham to Croydon 75 is long enough as it is, bro. Yeah. Can you imagine? Flipping.
And there's
hell.
Like Edmonton to other places and.
No.
By bus.
They're going to do. They get a new. They expand the DLR.
Even the
as well.
Circle. That's so stupid.
Seriously, by bus.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, sorry, that is just ridiculous. DLR's expanding as well.
To what?
To where?
Fam, that's not going to be ready towards.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be ready for time, fam.
And you know, fam, when I've been on the train to work, are you sure it's by bus?
Bro, it's all bus, man.
Are you sure?
I saw a little flash of it.
Certain existing bus routes. So it's not like he's making a brand new bus route for this. He's actually taking bus routes and altering the journeys to do that.
So they're taking old buses.
If you wanted to, you could do this whole journey by bus?
Yes.
Okay, but there's not actually like an actual route that's going to... Okay. Okay, making sense.
Because I saw the video and I thought really and truly they're just trying to entice us with a good idea with USB on the bus and that.
Yeah, so the DLR is going to extend to Thamesmead.
Swear, Temo's gonna get a station.
Yeah. Why are you excited?
Nah, because you know what it is.
Nah, that's calm, though.
So it'll go from basically like, well, I'm using Mary's area for example. They'll add a station at Galleons Reach.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it'll go all the way to Thamesmead.
But they'll add a station at Galleons Reach.
Yeah, there's
no
station.
Already have
Cyprus. It ends at Cyprus and then Beckton. Do you know how it goes? Like,
Galleons Reach is like
Further where that Wingstop is. That Babs. I don't know where they're gonna put that station though. Like the station, there's nothing.
Wait, so there's not a Galleons Reach DLR station?
No. Not that I know.
I swear I used to get off.
Let me see. Just says the extension, they'll go. They're going to add a Beckton Riverside, River Thames, Thamesmead Central, Beckton, Galleons Reach, and then Beckton Depot. Like one of them off thingies.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Brav.
And they want to put another DLR station in Bexley somewhere.
Okay.
That is bored, man. But that, they say this now. How long is it going to take? 2026 to 2030 within that range.
That's too far away.
It's too bad too. But that was part of his talks when he was speaking about the loop, innit? So he was like, those are the plans for London. Bam, they still promised, what's it, New Cross, Bakerloo Line, so we'll see about that as well.
Bro, this stuff is not coming, man. Stuff is not coming. Like, I just, yeah, London is genuinely, and I was talking to Sam the other day. I was like, bruv, why did my parents have to move to London and give me this faux sense of attachment?
No, it's true.
No, bro, like, they are genuinely happy. Like it sounds bad, yeah. But like they're genuinely like their quality of they are satisfied with their quality of life. Yeah. Like they don't complain about stuff like we do. Do you know what I mean? They're genuinely just calm. They're just living up there. So you said the air is cleaner. Yeah. Do you know how much it is for a person in the same country as you to tell you that the air is cleaner? No, calm, man. Nah,
but places outside London do look like obviously I was at Liverpool the other day, yeah.
Liverpool.
Fab. It just looks so different. Like, I don't know how to put it. Yeah, I'm just walking around. Like,
yeah, it's very different. Like, very different.
How, obviously, they prioritize capital cities in a lot of places, yeah. But how I feel like governments leave other places, yeah, it's so mad, bro. It's crazy. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, bro. All you have to do is like a lick of paint and.
And that's it. It makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference, so, bro.
Like, let's compare us to America, yeah. Because America. Obviously, yeah, every town has their, like, mayor and all that stuff. But for the most part, the government cares about London. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, let's say in the White House, they've got representatives from every single state. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So there's someone that has got, like, a mad vested interest in developing said place. Don't get twisted. There's still, apparently, Detroit is, like, just slums, for example.
Yeah, I heard it's not nice.
Still places that it doesn't work. But on
and Michigan part, as well, apparently.
Yeah, Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan.
That Detroit is in.
Flint is
the rest of Michigan. That's where they got water in it. Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Their water's brown.
By the way, how's the water? That thing. Like... How you love it, fam? When did that thing actually happen?
Bro, it happened like
it was years ago, bro. It was long ago, bro.
They've been putting that in rap music for like.
It was time ago. Deep in America, 2014.
There we go.
Now, how is this the first bit? God forgive me.
That's crazy, bro. Look, that's someone pissed in a bottle, fam.
Fam, 2014. So when we started uni, we weren't even in uni at this point, by the way. We weren't even in uni, bro.
Where did they get water from then?
Bottles.
Yeah.
And just buy it, they just keep
bath.
How they bath?
Good question.
Great question.
Good question.
With the bottled water.
Fam.
And they don't have kettles out there, so it's cold.
This guy's insane, bro.
You're a bad man.
He's actually insane.
Me? You're this guy the last month, bro. Don't bring me into this, bro.
That's poor, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
People are suffering.
Yeah, I just saw it still.
Read that. Just read that first. Shit, that paragraph, man.
Oh my god.
I said they run the hot water. It smells like feet.
No,
that's scary, man. But deep in a country like America, bro. That's happening. But
what, when we say a country like America, bro, what's that based off, really?
Based America's off
the richest nation in the world.
Yeah,
that's it. It's the richest nation in the world, bro.
Like, there's no difference never for what those people in that state are doing to people in other parts of the world fetching water, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
there's no difference. No cap. There's no difference.
You got the same water, bro.
Yeah,
it just comes out of a tap.
Deep it, yeah. People are working and flipping tech jobs, but they have clean water.
Deep it.
That's how mad that is, bro.
Bro, the country that Elon Musk resides in.
Where does he even live?
I have no idea.
I feel like all the men live in either LA and New York. It's under two. I don't know why. I just feel like they all
I
live
always
in
think
there.
They're all in Wyoming, fam. I don't know why. I always think they're all there,
bro. I know Jeff Bezos is in Seattle, obviously, because that's where Amazon's
where does Elon Musk live? You know Google.
Them
man
are all trying to go Mars and leave us behind anyway. they know something's coming, fam.
Bro, the planet's done for, bro. What do you mean? So everyone knows something's coming.
Damn, this is...
He lives in. God, he moved. I think he's got multiple places in it, but it's like does. Texas was the last place.
Yeah. It makes sense, man.
They did you man know space. Kanye got married, by the way? Did you man know that Kanye got married?
Yeah, sorry, Kanye? West?
Yeah. No, sorry. What other Kanye, do you know?
I just need to confirm.
He said Kanye West. Yeah, bro. You got married to one. Like, she's like a. Third gen Kim again.
I don't know.
She's 27. Bianca Censori.
This was in January. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, apparently so, bro. I saw one picture the other day and I was confused.
Fammy's been out the limelight, so maybe she's like, stop all that stuff.
No, she hasn't. There's no way. There's no way in hell.
Yeah, she's extra Caucasian.
The fuck? Yeah, man, she's super duper Caucasian still.
That's crazy.
He's looking crazy. Oh, I was about to say something so pausey, fam. I was about to say he's looking crazy from the back. Pause, man. That would have been crazy. That would have been nuts. But yeah, nah.
You're your own, bro.
Nah. The rear profile's looking nuts still.
The rear profile?
That's not really helping.
Nah, it's not at all. But
real, bro.
Ah, man, them. I got Wesley Dawes in it because we got told today. Yeah, got story. Well, let's do it in hypotheticals, in it.
Okay, I was wondering where you're going with this. Yeah, no matter since your name, you're like, wait, what do you want?
Let's do it in hypotheticals.
But now, since you said that, okay, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Let's say there's a guy called Tomori. Yeah. So Tomori had a situation a couple summers ago. Where a certain girl he met a certain girl at a party. You might not know this because Tomori he's an artist and he has a song that's based on this whole event.
Just tell the story and just tell us off because I'm not
gonna. I'll bleep it actually. I'll just bleep them.
Yeah, just bleep.
So
this.
you lot remember that story like a couple summers ago about bro,
that is actually bad though.
No, how he, bro, women are, bro.
Do you know that's actually scarring because he's now like it's played on his mind that he needs to transform.
Yeah,
do you get it?
Transform. Daniel Caesar.
I can't be a normal bloke.
I can't be a normal bloke.
I can't be a rapper.
Bro, the thing is, he's breaded up and all sorts, bro. He like don't even need none of this, bro. Yeah, man's like, a big, bro. Big lawyer. And
this is the thing, yeah.
Lawyers aren't cool.
This is the thing. This is the thing. Like, I think as I've grown up, I've realised, bro, nerds that have money are just nerds with money. Do you get what I mean? Like, it doesn't change.
It doesn't change anything, bro.
Like, okay, I'll give you a prime example. You know that show I say I watched, that Below Deck show, where, I've told you about 90 Day. It's a show, yeah, where basically it follows, now let me explain, and then I'll land here.
Nah, it's too funny.
It follows, a ship and its crew, yeah, and basically people can charter the ship for like 3-4 days, innit? So they can basically go pay like 20 racks a day, yeah, and then the boat will take them around wherever the boat is. So right now it's in the Tahiti area, so it'll just take them around the island of Tahiti, yeah, and obviously it's like a 5-star hotel service just on a massive yacht, yeah. Bare times, obviously, for the most part, if you're booking it, you're breaded up in it. Jammy is not even a debate. Some people who are the primary guest paid for the whole thing. So not like it was split between like a group of, no. One brother paid for the whole thing for like him and like 6 friends.
Jesus.
Sometimes it might be like, oh, their fiance or their wife and their wife's friends and some of their brethren.
Suddenly I wouldn't have that many friends.
Someone's paid a stupid amount of money to rent this boat. Obviously, you get the captain, you get all the crew, there's a chef on board that puts all of that stuff, yeah. Bare times, what happens is, as I say, so many people are just wasting more money in it. This guy, and this happens often, the primary, because they got bread, they think the bread comes with some sort of, you know, je ne sais quoi in it, like they're that guy now, innit? Cool. They'll go to the hot tub and they'll be inviting, come to the hot tub, come to the hot tub. No one comes. Deep it, you've paid like 50k to rent this boat.
Yeah. Everybody get in the hot tub right now.
And you're trying to tell people to come. The last brother that did it, yeah, bro, just him. Soap everywhere, just him sitting in it by himself. No one came.
Fam, no.
Deep it, how much money you've dropped. And everyone's like, yeah, now I'm going to bed, good night. But that one, at least that one wasn't terrible. Because at least I think I think he had a partner, do you know what I mean? I think he had like a wife or fiance. Like he had some, at least he had someone in it. It's the brothers that bring bare random women on. And they think that's their time to shine, innit? They'll be like, yeah, come to hot tub, bro. The babes will duck. Fam. So they've had their day on the boat. Or
it's like the man that have tables and the girls drink their drink.
Bro.
It's
like that, bro. They're just drinking like a goldfish at your table. Bro, there's just certain things.
Aesthetics are killing people,
bro,
you know?
There's things in this life you can't buy, bro. Like, there's just certain things in this life dude, that you just can't. You can't buy them, bro.
Can't buy.
You can't buy them, fam. Like,
fam, that's actually crazy. Like, deep it, how much money you're forking out for something like a yacht? And then this one, you're the one, the sole person that paid. Yeah. And do you know what's mad? It's not even about like making advance or it. It's just about enjoying each other's company and having a good time. And you can't even do that aspect before you even get onto the next aspect. You know what I'm saying?
So how mad that is, bro. That's not your foundation then, bro. What's the point, man?
How much, I said like 20k a day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was capping. They said, it can be 300k a week.
For what?
For the boat. To rent, to charter it.
For me to float on water? Must be flipping joking, bro. Fuck that.
What's the point?
300k a day.
No, but again...
No, week.
When you got peas like that...
Yeah, just nothing to you, innit? It's actually nothing to you. That's crazy. Do you know what? But
300k
you know
a day, the amount of bread
week,
eat...
Week. I mean, listen to you, bro.
Even 300k a week, yeah, the amount of bread that you actually have to be making to do that comfortably, you're sleeping peacefully at night.
Yeah. No.
Making money whilst you sleep.
Yeah, 100. Yeah. 100.
300 bags.
I've actually come to realise, yeah, money is fake. Money isn't real, by the way. Money generally isn't real. And
very real.
The reason, what I've actually learned that money isn't real, yeah, is now that we're entering a recession, yeah.
We're only entering it now.
Well, I don't know. Everyone has a different opinion. I don't know. Someone says we've been in it for 6 months. People say we're not in it yet. I'm just going to say it in the middle.
Apparently, what is the Bank of England? The cost of living
is going down, isn't it?
It's meant to ease, apparently.
What's ease bro? Mean, bro? They're not going to bring the prices back down.
Exactly. So what do you mean by ease?
Thank you.
You mean that it's just not going to go up no more? Because
that's what the petrol companies did. Wholesale price of diesel is actually like low.
It's dropped in it and they just haven't changed the
prices. But they haven't dropped the prices. They've kept it as they are.
Yeah, because they're making profits.
And they're talking about record margins. Don't tell me that.
If I record your head, bro. You know how much I spend on flipping, bro. When I think about when it was lockdown 2020, yeah, and how the petrol dipped,
you know,
bro.
He's told me this already.
Oh my God, bro. Nah, bro. I'm talking it was below a pound, fam. I didn't even need to drive nowhere and I'll just go fill my tank for no fucking reason. Just so I could feel the experience of knowing what it was like to actually put petrol in my car for under a pound, bro. Like, it is an absolute joke.
Yeah. I remember when the petrol crisis and all the queues were happening. Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Bro, do you know how long I had to wait, bro? I had to go to the one, you know, the one next to the church on Eltham Hill?
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
I was waiting there. Waiting.
Do you know what used to kill me? The jet by Warhol Road.
Road.
Used to kill me because obviously it's an awkward road to turn into anyway. So now you got cars trying to turn in and cars obviously going the other way. Fam, the road was a mess. And they had roadworks happening at the same time, fam. That road was a mess.
Worst place to be, bro.
Nah. But yeah, no. I'll explain, obviously in the tech industry, bare layoffs, innit? People losing their jobs.
Indeed, sacked, like, well, bare their stuff.
Microsoft did.
And now they're going to apply for jobs.
Microsoft did like 21k. Amazon did 18. About to do another 9.
HubSpot.
HubSpot, Salesforce, yeah. Obviously Google did a bunch, everyone in it. So what's basically happened this year is, this is why I say money isn't real. So I'll give you a prime example. There was a company called Figma that was bought by Adobe. Yeah. Figma was bought by Adobe for $20 billion. But they only made $200 million the year that... Thank you. Do you get my point? They only made... Let me hold on, let me double check for us. I know it's in and around that. What's Figma?
What? That math saying
Figma revenue. 400.
And they got bought for $20 billion.
Yeah.
And I would love to understand the math.
So
someone's getting fired. Someone's getting fired. That's what I'm saying.
So the problem is, yeah, what happens is, and I learned this recently, every industry has different valuations based on the industry. So what will happen? A company can make 10 quid and they might have a 10x valuation as standard in their industry. So they'll be worth 100, basically 100 quid. Cool. Different. So like, I think in the restaurant industry, they're quite sensible. They're like 10x the profit. So whatever profit you make, because obviously they have so much raw materials, whatever profit you make, they will use that to do your thing. For some reason, tech, I don't know, it's because you can't hold it. I don't know. But the valuations are just flipping ridiculous. But now...
Oh, God. I was minding my business, you know.
I don't know what it is, but maybe because it's not a tangible item.
Yeah, look how he's just...
Look how he's just... I can't just say it again.
No, I get you. I just get what you mean.
Yeah, I can't just say it again. But yeah, because it's not real, I guess they give these stupid valuations, yeah. But now that obviously we're entering a recession, everyone's dialed back on kind of like the general consensus and now like, oh, we actually care about profit because we're entering recession. You didn't care about profit for the last 10 years, basically. Sure. 10, 12, 15 years. But now you suddenly care about it. That's number one. Then you've got companies. What makes a company's valuation is the last company that invested in you. How much equity did they take? And
chill out, brother.
How much equity did they take for... How much equity did they take for the money they gave you? So they'll basically be like, oh, I'll invest 100 mil into you for 10%. That means your valuation's a billion. Cool. So that's how I realized money's not real, bro. Because now what's happening is, as we're entering a recession, everyone's basically said, okay, the rule of thumb is that everyone's valuation is now 4x instead of 20 in the space of 6 months.
Someone's getting bumped.
Who sets the rules for this whole money
team? I remember when... what's that guy? What's that guy? The guy who has a podcast. Stephen Bartlett.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that he lied about his valuation.
Did lie.
Of his company.
Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely positive.
Because obviously he sold it. He
swindled us, bro.
But deep it, like, the fact you're in a position you can actually lie and still get the bread is crazy, you know. It's actually bad. Like, oh, yeah, my company's worth this much. Okay, we can provide you with this... Like, let's say, information about what we sold and blah, blah. And you're going to buy it for X amount. But really, it's not worth that much. You just took my bluff. That's basically what it is. Being rich is a con as well, fam.
Yeah, but how he did it was so smart and so wicked at the same time. Yeah,
being rich is a con, man.
He basically said, yeah, I owned this small part of the company, but it got rolled up to the bigger part. And they took the name of my small company and made it now the conglomerate. So his company only accounted for like 10% of the revenue or something small like that, yeah. Then when it was purchased by, or when it, like, I don't know, he ended up on like the managing board or something like that, something along those lines. They've taken his name, the social chain, and now made that the name of the overall organization. So now the overall organization has sold his small part off for like 7.5 mil. Someone's like, if you said you sold this for 300 M's or you grew it to 300 M's, why are they selling it for 7.5 mil? And everyone's like, yeah, it's capping. Business world had it.
Vanessa, man.
Hey, yeah, man, but bro, he's doing a madness. He's man's on Dragon's Den.
Yeah, he's on Dragon's Den now, yeah.
What can you really say?
I used to love that show, man.
Money's not real, man. Money is not real.
Have you not seen this video of my man saying that... he prayed to God that his missus wants to knack him, and then his prayers were answered.
I saw it. No? I muted the girl though. She's a bit annoying.
I don't know. So basically, yeah, this guy's come on TikTok to tell this story. He's on. I think he does a podcast with his missus.
Yeah, he does. And he Christian marriage podcast.
Right. So he's basically said that he was had some random thought, and he was like, "Rah, I want more sex." Like, and this is on his one, so he decided to pray to God about it. And then his missus called him. And
I mean,
was
he
like,
can,
bro. He's well within his right.
He can. It's just,
bro,
it's
who else do you want to pray?
It's just
who else you want to? They wanted to, bro. They wanted to pray to Aloni. That's what they wanted to pray to Aloni. And then basically, his missus had a dream.
It sounds mad, didn't it? That's what it is.
Yeah, his missus had a dream
that she should give him more.
Oh,
yeah. Within 24 hours.
Yeah, within 24 hours.
I like that.
And so then she called her
she
husband.
Called him, yeah.
And was like, random, I had a dream, hella random. I feel like we should knack more.
Yeah, I feel like God's telling me that we should have more sex. And he was like, just started laughing. He's laughing. She's like, "What's funny?" He's like, "Hey, listen, God loves me, bro." He's like, "God loves me." She's like, "Why?" She's like, "Bro, I literally just prayed yesterday that we should have more, that I want us to have more sex."
And how, obviously, this is actually a question directly to you. How do you navigate stuff like that? How do you navigate stuff like that? Because obviously, not the exact same thing, clearly.
They pray for it. Look at what just happened.
No, no.
The proof is in the pudding.
But what am I?
You pray for it. Ask and you shall receive.
But what I'm actually. Okay, I don't mean specifically that.
That's the title, by the way.
But
the proof is in the flipping pudding, bro.
But I mean, like, in terms of, let's say there's something you. You're a bit different, because I think you're more likely to just talk about it, because Shay's like a...
No, but bro, should I suffer? I don't understand. No, the thing is, yeah, it's mad, but the amount of transparency needed in marriage is crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's mad, bro. Like,
because I feel like they could have had... I'm not saying don't pray, but...
They could have had the conversation.
Yeah, could have had the conversation as well.
It's one of the ones... I think everyone took it bare deep. Like, he was like up at night crying.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm not.
No, I just think in that moment, he was like, he just had a spontaneous moment of frustration. Yeah. It's like, bro, man's roasting, you know? Yeah. Like, me and my wife had napped in a couple of days, bro. And I think that was literally it. I think, but everyone's moving like, he was angry at his wife and he hated her. And he was bare front. No, he just had a minute, he literally said after he was calm. After he said that prayer, he's like, "Yeah, it was calm. Just went about my day." Yeah. He wasn't even thinking about it until she called him. Everyone's taking it bare deep, but no, on that, yeah, on
I'd
that
love
question,
to hear what the prayer was, though.
No, bro, I think he even said it. He's like, "God, I wanna have sex more." Ain't got
yeah, like, bro, there's no issue, bro. I don't understand how you can have an issue with someone's prayer to God, bro. That is so strange.
The internet is depressed. I just want to point out, everyone is sad and angry about something. Don't get it twisted. There's certain things that I hear in that pod makes no bloody sense to me.
I'm not listening to it.
I'm not listening.
So I come across the snippets quite often, innit? One thing that he said is he got waived at their wedding day.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Because someone gave him Ray and he didn't know it was Ray, so he just backed it, yeah, like a whole glass.
Wait, what?
Did you get my point?
How can you? How? What do you mean by a whole glass?
Put it this way: I'm under the assumption, yeah,
as in Ray with mixer, yeah.
No, he said it was straight.
He's a dirty liar, bro.
That's my point.
You wouldn't survive your wedding day.
So what happened is
let me explain. You won't make it out of here.
Let me explain. Bro, no, okay, this is my
bro,
thinking.
You know it doesn't matter what level of glass it is.
No,
if you take a whole...
Because no, if it's like a...
Stomach pumping, fam.
Brother.
If it's like a brandy glass or whiskey glass...
No, let me explain.
And it's the whole glass.
Let me explain. He said it got him licked to the point where it was their wedding night and he crashed out. Like, he was that waved. So for me, even though a shot of Ray is still a powerful thing,
imagine this,
I don't think one shot can do that to a grown man. Do you know what I mean?
It depends how much you drink, though.
Something sizable.
No, but one shot.
Even if you're not a drinker like that, are you a baby? Like,
I don't understand anyone. You a baby, some people literally cannot handle
it. No, there is literally no way. It doesn't matter if you've never...
wrong with me.
Bro, if you've never drank in your life even, bro. One shot of Ray with mixer, yeah? or even on its own, there is no way that that should take over your whole body,
like,
and make you.
You might feel a bit lightheaded.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's man. Definitely enough to get you tipsy when you start to
but
feel
to
it.
Flatline
to be gone. Nah, sorry.
Yeah, flatline you. You have probably
the video, had the videos of him in the car with a Sainsbury's bag and he's vomiting. I saw that.
Okay, I didn't see that, yeah, but thank you.
Why would you video? So did they prop up the camera?
No, it was what she was recording him. She's like, it's our, like, our wedding night. Like, okay.
So for me,
I'm gonna talk about my worst nightmare in a second. Go on.
It has to be a sizable amount. Do you know what I mean? At least 2.5 shots or 3 shots. Do you know what I mean? That can X you off like that. Yeah,
you wouldn't be able to open it. It'll come straight back up. It comes straight back up.
No, she said he was written off that nothing happened.
No, I'm saying with Ray, it comes straight back up.
So with exactly from experience. The second you taste it, you're like,
bro. In any drink, yeah.
The second you taste it, you're like,
unless it's like a cocktail that's been mixed so well. If there's Ray in that drink, to be honest, you'll know it's Ray before they've
even. Bruv,
before
you can smell it.
No matter what drink you have. If there's rain in it, you're gonna smell.
Yeah,
it.
You're gonna smell.
So when you said yeah, someone just
you don't even need much in the drink to know that there's rain in it.
There
as
we
well.
Go. Someone's handing me the glass. I didn't even know it was in the glass. I've just backed the drink, and then someone's told me afterwards that it's rain.
Man said placebo.
I said, my brother.
He drank it calm, bro. He was all right. Really, really.
It was all mental gymnastics, isn't it?
Oh my God, I drank rain? That much rain?
Do you know when you try to get kids, like, fake drunk?
Yeah.
It's like that. I was like,
moving like you're flipping 11, bro. You know when you give you a sip and they'll be like, oh, I'm wave.
Yeah, like that.
I'm wave, man.
I said, my brother, it's for you to not know. That was Ray. Is doesn't even make any logical sense, but that's all.
Come on, man.
But yeah, no, they're a very transparent couple. I must admit, like
they talk about a lot.
They
from
share
the clips
a
I've
lot.
Seen. Them. Every clip's been on Twitter,
but that just showed me the internet is sad. Like generally, everyone's upset at something, and they just take it out on strangers.
All the time.
Because I was like, bro, you actually got mad at his own personal prayer.
That's crazy.
That's so scary.
That's crazy, you know. Like, and it wasn't, he didn't say, I wish he could die. Like, bro, he's
man
just like,
said, I want more.
Well, that more. Like, that's it, bro.
A lot of people just, like, said, angry at
bro,
the
angry,
internet.
Bro.
Like, they just come online. Just
angry at the world.
Like
just
remember, obviously, Nessie's always giving propaganda to that babe. And I'm like, bruv, you're always coming online and there's nothing positive. Every time I see you, it's nothing positive. I'm always arguing, man.
Like,
every time you pop up on the TL, it's you're in an argument. Yeah, or you're, I'm like, fam, this isn't good, bruv. Like,
it's not good.
It's not normal.
It's just pure
fam.
Rage, bro.
Yeah, fam, it's not normal.
It's
like.
Just pure rage.
Yeah, man, that can't be the portion.
But, hey, man.
Bro, my worst nightmare, yeah, can you imagine actually having a girl that, like, vlogs bet? like, I don't mean vlog with, like, you're clearly doing stuff that actually pays the bills. I mean, like,
you
are vlogging and playing pranks on you and just videoing.
Honestly,
every single
pranks.
I'll lose my mind. I'll lose it, bro. I'm not one of those ha ha hee hee.
Yeah, I gotta lie.
I'm
like,
not a ha ha hee
hee
guy, bro.
Don't be inconveniencing me and telling me it's a fucking joke, bro. It's not a joke.
Why did I feel the rage?
No, because, bro,
funny, bro.
Can you flipping imagine, bro?
It's actually not funny.
Bro, the most you can do is boo. That's it, bro. If we do any more
even
than
that,
that try
that
to scare me.
I'll get annoyed, bro.
So, nah, like, I don't think that's kind of funny.
The older I get, the more I see relationships where one is a social media person, the other one isn't, but the social media person is
understands.
Just incredibly respectful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They understand.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not gonna come because I'll give you a caveat. Have you seen that TikTok couple Meet the Thorpes?
You're giving me a caveat though. They're us.
Okay.
Don't ever do that in your life.
They go
your
church in it.
Ever? Huh?
They go your church in it.
Yeah, cool. So, but both of them, that pays both of their bills. Do you know what I mean? So doing that stuff to each other is calm. Do you know what I mean? Because it's how both of you get money. It's not like I'm just a 9-to-5er and you're waking me up at 3 a.m. doing pigeon noises. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll get you back and we're both going to get money off this. Yeah. Calm. It is what it is. But then I've now met, there's one TikTok girl that I met in Gambia last year. Had no idea.
Sorry,
I came back here. Huh?
This idiot.
What did he say?
He just nothing, some stupid nothing. Shit. He didn't have to say anything. Go on.
I came back here And then her, one of her TikToks came on my For You page. Turned out she had like a mil. I was like, oh, fair enough, cool. She's had a man for like the last 6-7 months, yeah. She doesn't even show his face. Like, she's like, keep that clear away from him. And when I met him, he was came to the wedding in March. He's not that guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not that character to be on the camera, behind the camera, and all of them things there. Do you know what I mean? You could tell he's a proper reserved person. So it's like, if you're respectful, you know, just if that's you, that's you, and it's not us. No one's paying me for this.
Yeah, I get it. It's about us thing. When it becomes us.
So. And I think what people are clocking is that obviously they're clocking a relationship thing sells, isn't it? So they try and bring in their unwillingly participating boyfriend into the lens, and he's like, "Bro, I don't want. Do you know what I mean? I don't. I just want to eat." Like,
that's the equivalent of your man deciding to become a rapper when he's 30.
At 30,
your girl deciding to just start YouTube at like 30.
Do you know what's mad though? I think that's probably easier transition though.
What?
Doing the YouTube thing,
bro. I'm not mad at it.
You know, there's not bare people that are making mad life changing bread from doing YouTube.
The way things are now, like,
there's always a chance. Like,
well, it depends on what you say about doing YouTube.
And to be fair, but what I think is, there's always going to be habits that show. Like, for example, YouTube could be vlogs, whatever it is. Yeah,
yeah.
They're going to be like the recording person or like the person that has a mad interest in makeup, and they always do their friend's makeup, and those things you can see.
This is the category, isn't it? Because I think you was about to say, if it's like a lifestyle vlogging, jokey thing, you're ramping about with life. Like, it's not a Mickey Mouse
thing. And to be fair, it's like, really true, it's kind of like anything that you're interested in.
Yeah.
Because especially the way things are now, like, you can just show those things without, like, be trying to make money off it. You could just be doing it for fun.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying with the... When it comes to the rapper thing, that's what I'm saying. If you've shown no traits of doing music ever, and then one day you decide to do music at 30, everyone's going to be like, brother, are you alright?
That's so crazy. And I think
that's actually crazy.
That
bro.
Legit happens so
you don't
much,
love it.
Bro.
You can't tell me you love it.
Yeah,
that happens so much.
You can't tell me you love
it. We can't shut down studios because we need them for the real artists. But like, some people, like, bro, all right, look at this Four Caps rubbish, bro. Like, if we really take, like, bro, we see one of those at least every few months, yeah. But for real now, like, let's flipping stop.
Do you know what's killing me about it? Do you know what's killing me about the whole thing? Is that the man never, it's like, wait, what? The man was so lost, like, what she was saying. It's like, what do you mean you got Four Caps?
And then she was like, the man was asking her to clarify what she meant, bro. Like, you know what it is? Jesus. You. Who's that? What did she say?
I've got four caps.
Some man only have one.
What?
Nah, honest. Flip it off.
What are you talking
like,
about?
What are you talking
how old
about?
Is she?
No, I keep saying, there's some levels of stupidity like that you only below. Think is real until
maybe
you see
I'm
it.
Guessing.
I don't know. Bro, year or two. If she's a year or two below, I'm scared.
I'm guessing.
Just,
I don't know.
It's just what?
What?
Nothing. Okay.
Because, fam, I just wanted to do that by myself, and you got all been involved.
Some things are like, if that wasn't on video, I wouldn't believe someone was that dumb.
Maybe just cracking, bro. I don't even know what the fuck he's on about. You wanted to do what by yourself?
He said something, yeah.
He didn't put a quote,
but it didn't really make sense. Fuck.
That was right.
It didn't really make sense. So I was trying to make sense of it. And then, like, everyone kind of started looking at me and I got nervous.
Shut up.
I'm such an idiot, man.
Shut up.
Only got one cap. I got four.
That's actually crazy.
I'm glad everyone made a mockery of her name, bruv. I'm so happy.
What's her name?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you mean a mockery of her name?
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking, is there more to take the piss out of her with, like?
Tunde, where are you going this year?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
Holiday-wise, mate.
That was a segue.
Yeah.
I was trying to go back to the... Because I asked you first, didn't it? The whole idea was to ask you first, but the conversation went...
I thought when he started with fucking hell, man. Sweden.
To go see
Posty.
Yeah. I like Sorensen.
Love that.
Thank you, man.
So, off that, is it like a massive arena or is it?
I don't know. The
perfect. It has to be quite huge.
It's a big arena. I'm assuming.
Yes, I think he only did arena tours.
Yeah, it's a bit smaller than UK. You know, just a little. Even just a little bit more intimate. It's a win, do you know what I mean? Because like some artists, because they don't have massive fan bases in those countries, they can do like Electric Brixton here, but end up doing like a 100-person show in another country.
You might
have
Electric Brixton.
No, not Post. We catch
on. Who's the last person you seen in Electric Brixton? I saw that shut down as well. I think Electric is shut. I can't tell you the last.
No, it's O2 Brixton.
No, bro, Electric has been shut, bro. The last time, yeah, we went, last time we went Electric was Kodjo. Remember when we went to go see Kodjo Funds at Electric?
Bro, Electric is still open, bro.
Who does shows at Electric, bro?
Bro, Stoneboy's got a show in Electric Brixton in May.
Oh, I
is it?
Yeah,
I bro, that's the first show in Electric. That might be because O2's not available, by the way.
Say sorry.
I'm not saying sorry. There's barely any shows at Electric, like, for real. Not black ones, anyway.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is.
Mm.
But yeah, Sweden for Posty.
Mm-hmm.
Taking my sister as well for her birthday. So
that's nice.
That's flying someone out for the first time.
You know this guy's an idiot.
Right, who better to start with than your sister? Yeah,
amen.
Know what
it's
mean.
True.
You know what I mean? So,
this guy's an idiot.
Gonna work out for that. And then Malta.
Yeah. Huh?
Malta.
No idea why he said that. No idea why he said like that.
Yeah, and then that's all I got so far. But I might try to do another one towards the end
towards
of the
end
year.
Of the year, yeah.
I want to go with Michael and Tim. Want to do a lads holiday.
Yeah. So, how about that. You, rapper boy?
Well, I've only got one holiday. It's Malta. That is it, man. I'm too busy this year to actually have any other holidays.
Do you think you'll try to do something towards the end of the year?
It really depends how everything's looking, man. If I can find somewhere warm that I can go away for my birthday, maybe. Possibly, but it's not really on my mind right now, to be honest with you. Tried to go away for my birthday last year, didn't work out, so we'll see how it goes this year, innit?
Talking to the mic, mate. Right, you've been shocking today, by the way.
Bro, it's sorry, man, I can't be perfect all the time, unfortunately, man. It can't all be you with the mic straight to your mouth, pause.
That was crazy.
That is crazy.
That was crazy.
Mental.
Almost sound like a Beyonce lyric, innit? That's crazy, bro.
What about you? Are you off topic?
I was hoping someone to ask me next.
What's an ask man about me?
It's not much. Malta and Portugal. Uh-huh. Yeah, man.
Are you going to Portugal?
Yeah. Jide's stag.
Oh, yeah.
August. August. Start of August.
Hey, tickets?
Yeah, I bought that last year. In fact, that was easy. Yeah, so I bought that last year. And it was it was just out the way. It was out the way. There's more to it, bro. Anyway, you know,
talking about our headache. I don't want to speak about it, bro. Flipping joke thing, man.
Every day I'm on that website.
When you said that, I was laughing. You know, I was like, this is joke.
No, calm.
Calm is calm.
Yeah,
but the flights, bro, they're just being dumb.
Shay, return flight, bro, for the time that we need, bro. It's been about £600, bro.
Bro, the algorithm is algorithming, you know. Bruv, you think you can get that many people looking at one flight route in 1 week and they're not going to... Come on, man.
No, it's too much.
It's insane.
When Tunde said he was looking for Sweden and he found Malta by accident and it was £49
bro,
for a return flight.
Bro.
I even went to look back.
I wish you never told us
return.
That.
Return.
Nope. I even went to look...
I had to see
I went to look back when I went Malta back in like... I think 2018, mm-hmm. and I went in August. Like I didn't go in like peak August. I think the ticket was like 150. Yeah. I went in August, bro.
Do you know what it is the problem summer holiday. Is yeah. When you're going for that trip, you almost have to detach yourself from the
normal thinking,
the location.
Yeah.
You're not going for the. You're not going to go to Malta. You're going because you're going DLT.
That's
like, it just happens to be
when,
Malta.
When I've seen people
mean?
Say, "Oh no, I'm not gonna go because like fam, I can go to New York for this price. I can go."
Then go New York,
bro. Shut up, fam. Like, bro,
one second, I'm coming.
We know it's not Malta, bro. Like, we're going for a certain.
Sorry, you said I'm coming. Sorry, man.
Shut. That one was fine, man.
Like we know why we're going.
Jesus, one second.
Fucking Charles.
No, man.
You're so childish, bro.
No, for real.
Nah, but enough is enough, man.
Says you, our next club session is not going to survive, fam. It's not going to survive, bro.
We didn't play that in time, fam.
Yeah, I'm just like, pass. It's like, just pass. You know I am. Just pass, bro.
But yeah, nah, man. Even the one, like, I was having a conversation with my friend the other day, and it's like, fam, you know when people will be like, you know, I'm just so tired of these events, like the same people.
I hate that conversation.
I'm like, bro.
Why are you going away to see people you see?
Where on earth do you want to go? What more do you want, bro? You're tired of all the stuff that's going on here. Now people are giving you something in a whole other country, and you're still complaining.
Do you know what the one the rebuttal I hate, yeah, is when they go, oh, like, I don't want to see the same people and that. Mm. Bruv, so you're telling me you'd rather go away and see random, because the likelihood you're gonna see concentrated black people in the same space is very small.
Yeah. Fam, this is like the best of both worlds.
Fam,
you're gonna see people you know, but it's also gonna be
bare people you don't know. Exactly. Do you think you know? And it also holds that how people think they're bare important. Because fam,
that's the worst one.
You're going. You think people don't know you, bro.
People don't know you, bro.
Well, I'm gonna see the same people. Do you speak to them? You don't know them.
But I'm gonna see the same people.
Fam, it's so dumb.
The same
dumb.
People aren't your friends. Why are you so yeah, bothered?
It's
fam?
So dumb, bro. Fam, it's just. Every time I see it, I'm like, you are a loser. You're a loser.
Some mad sense of importance for fam. Yourself, bro. Like, fam, let's just all just party, enjoy ourselves, and be done with it. You're here worried about seeing the same people. As if someone forced you to buy a ticket every time on top of that. Come on, man.
Anyways, make sure you use the hashtag BMDC podcast. Be sure to at us at BMDC pod. Follow me on Twitter and Insta at ShayLTM.
You good, bro?
No, man.
Yeah, bro.
That sounded crazy.
That sounded crazy, bro.
I was like, oh. I was like, you right there, brother?
Follow me on everything. Mads Half Life. Mads on all streaming platforms. Music on the way soon.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, don't follow me.
Underscore goodbye, Mr. A.
Peace out, Bethan.
Why do you think he's all alone?